Hey.
Huge news.
No,
huge news.
Like, I'm kind of sick.
No, it definitely is debilitating.
I don't know if you guys are ready for this one.
But I think that we're going to just drop it on you.
November
22nd, 2022.
It's a Tuesday night. What are you guys doing?
It's 2 days before Thanksgiving, so I don't think you're doing anything.
And we actually were wondering if you'd want to hang out with us. Because we're not doing anything, mm-hmm. except we will be at
the Bell House in Brooklyn.
Doing our first live show.
And our first on-stage performance. I don't even know what's going to happen. Come to @goodchildrenpod on Instagram, because that's where we're going to be sharing all of the updates for the show.
Tickets go on sale today.
No. You guys, it's going to be buck nuts. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's going to be crazy. Like, we are pulling out all stops.
It's, like, not going to be normal.
No.
And it's, like, certainly going above and beyond, like, what the podcast is.
Yeah. And just, like, all I'm going to say is, like, some people really do wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
I am going to say, like, this is kind of what dreams are made of. We're going to let you get to the episode, but book your travel plans now. It's the week of Thanksgiving, so it makes, like, a lot of sense.
It does.
So we'll see you on November 22nd.
Thanksgiving in New York.
Oh my God. We're kind of competing with Macy's.
Yeah.
Here we are again on that little town street.
I almost ran a red.
Oh my God, you're taking on Jake Gyllenhaal's character in this?
Yeah.
Wow, so I'm Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm Taylor Swift?
Yes!
Holy crap, you guys. Holy crap. Should we just address what's going on? Like, should we let people know?
About what?
That you probably have COVID.
Oh, my body aches, my pulsing body.
Yeah.
He did not have COVID. He is just legitimately chronically ill.
I mean, what's going on?
It's not good.
With my immune system.
Something is seriously wrong with you.
I agree.
And it's like, it was funny to make the joke sometimes. It's no longer funny.
I mean, it's quite troubling. Is like, we recently talked about like fear of death. And I was like, joke.
Spirits are high. Would you say?
Spirits are high.
Good children.
Hey, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Good Children, the podcast where me and Andrew reflect on our 21 years of friendship growing up in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and all of the nostalgia, trauma, and first days of school that go along with it.
Oh, geez.
It's the first day of school.
I mean, it's the best day of the year.
It's the only day of school that I enjoy.
Yeah.
There's excitement.
There's glamour.
It's once again Met Gala.
It is the Met Gala because everyone's showing up stunting on you. Everyone's got a fresh pair of sneaks. Yeah. Everyone's got a stunning outfit. And I'm like looking at feet. I'm like, love your shoes. Love the shoes. I was somebody who on my first day of school, I was buying pairs of Jordans.
Yeah, that makes sense for you. Look at you.
That's because I want to fuck the Jordan.
I remember every single outfit I wore on the first day of school for at least middle school. I can tell you each one.
Go.
Well, I've talked about the Abercrombie & Fitch matching moose pant and shirt situation.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think, 7th grade. In 6th grade, I wore a little Aeropostale brown and gold striped polo shirt. And I had my little crossbody, you know, with some shorts, maybe jeans, and a little, like, brown Converse that weren't really Converse.
Okay.
And
then, were they the Target ones? No.
You know the ones.
Yeah, I know the ones.
You know the ones. And then for 8th grade, I wore like a button-down striped shirt, brown, open. Shirt underneath it. Hair flipped up. Again, my satchel was on me. And I was kind of giving like fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Like I was the hottest I was in 8th grade. Like it's been downhill since.
I was probably wearing, I mean, again, Air Force Ones with a nice Abercrombie. I was giving American Eagle jeans with, like, at that point, an Abercrombie button-down. 9th grade. Because that's when I still could fit.
An Abercrombie?
10th grade.
Game over.
Game over. Game also, Vineyard Vines.
Of course.
Which we talked about. But right. Only outlet. Only at the outlets.
That's a clear delineation that you're making 17, 18 episodes in.
Yeah, you guys. Like, I wasn't buying anything full price. 40% off. So good.
Did we talk about that you have COVID? We've talked about that?
Yeah, we definitely started the episode. Okay, okay. I think that you also have COVID. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you're right. Forgetting.
I'm just, like, getting the vibe from you that you have COVID. And I definitely am feeling, like, not good. And I think it's from the caffeine kick into the water. Are you saying don't do it?
Do we not want to do it?
I'm feeling like we could do it.
Okay, we can do
it. I feel like everyone will appreciate it. We're powering through.
We are.
We are here today on the first day of school. Yep. Were you ever anxious on the first day of school?
No.
You were always, like, ready to go into it?
Always excited. Like, I was so excited to get to class. Like,
you're so sick.
I wanted to meet all of my teachers. I wanted to know who was in my class. The idea, again, before school even started, posting on your Facebook.
Yeah.
How did you feel on the first day of school?
I wanted to kill myself. I'm sorry. But it's true. Like, I am someone who, again, you know my favorite thing to do.
What?
Nothing.
Yes.
Every summer, a lot of nothing got done.
Seems like a rush
yesterday. It was, mm-hmm. I felt really invigorated by that. And then, like, those last few days before school started, I would always get, like, weirdly, like, I was, like, wax poetic. Like, I was always, like, sitting outside in the backyard, like, drinking a cup of tea, being like, my life is about to be taken from me again. Like, I'm about to be drafted.
Yeah.
Plus, I didn't really have many friends, especially the first few years of St. Anthony's. So I, like, didn't really have much to look forward to.
Yeah.
When I got into the musicals and stuff, like, I was starting to enjoy myself. I was looking forward to, like, what could it be this year? But the only thing I truly looked forward to in a school schedule was always English. English and art.
Mine was probably lunch. I was bringing, like, loaves of bread in to lunch, and we were, like, bringing the peanut butter, someone would bring in, like, Nutella, and we'd bring in a loaf of bread, and we'd make sandwiches. Yeah, we had fun.
You made a factory line at lunch for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah, we had fun.
I get that. I guess that is fun.
I mean, you can judge it.
I'm not judging it. I'm just, like, a little bit confused by that thought process.
Because it's like, what are you going to spend $6 on your lunch when you can bring in that loaf of bread and you have peanut butter and you have jelly at home? You just bring in whatever you have.
That's actually genuinely so cute.
Yeah, it was sweet.
I was in the peanut butter and jelly gang.
You were delivering sandwiches.
I wasn't delivering those sandwiches. You were showing up. I was making them.
Yeah, you were in the peanut butter and jelly gang as much as I was in Key Club. You know what I mean?
What is Key Club again?
It was for, like, community service.
Were you servicing the community?
I wasn't servicing any community. Like, and that was the problem. But I was like, I'm in Key Club. I stuck one flag in the ground at the Farmingdale Public Library for Flag Day. And I said,
done.
That was 15 hours of service. What was your favorite class? It was English. You said it.
It was always English. Even when I had English teachers that were questionable, I still actually would... I've always given an English teacher the benefit of the doubt. Because I'm like, you're mean, I'm you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Because I'm like, if I think truly, like, if I were to career pivot, I would become an English teacher.
Okay.
Like, that is, like, I literally, like, love nothing more than analyzing text.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it is Taylor Swift, and, like, that's fine. But, like, it was always a classroom for me that I was, like, I am welcomed here. Mm. And because, like, every English teacher is an ally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to teach English, you have to be an ally to every type of community.
Yeah. The thing about an English teacher is they have a way with words.
Of course, yeah.
So they know how to make you feel really good. Also, when you write a paper and then they give you a little response and it's a full page
being like,
you are incredible, you are amazing, this was incredible. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Analyzing text, not for me.
Yeah, that's
not
fine.
For me.
I was more into the creative writing prompts. Like, that's where I really got my bread. That's where I got my zhuzh from.
Mine was, like, social studies. Mine was definitely, like,
I did enjoy social studies.
Social studies, but, like, I also fucking loved math. Like,
Andrew, that's so weird. It's not relatable. It's gonna freak some people out. You loving math?
I loved math to a point where it was like, when I would get an equation correct, or like I would do everything so slow. Like, it would be the most beautiful test you've ever seen. Everything was beautiful. And then I would have that answer there. It was so clear and concise. It was amazing. I loved it. I was like, yes, because there's a right and wrong answer. And I liked that.
Oh my God, this is so dark.
I was like, I got the right answer.
Oh my
God. Yes. You like something that was subjective. I like something that was objective.
I don't feel good.
Why?
That was just, I think that was troubling.
What are you saying?
You're a cop.
I guess.
I didn't like science. I didn't like math. I don't like the way science was taught. Like, I do think that science is creative.
Yeah. So I'm a woman in STEM.
You were certainly a woman in STEM. Yeah. I was a woman in STEAM. Yeah. And that's the difference. That's the key difference here. Yeah. I liked things that, like, I could have an opinion on. Even DBQs, I felt like I could have an opinion on. You know, like, that was, like, still an opportunity to, like, throw in my own mindset. Mm-hmm. Physics, biology, earth science, chemistry, algebra, geometry, pre-calc, trigonometry, hell. Hell on earth.
I agree with you with geometry.
The only one out of all of those that you don't like?
No. I didn't like geometry.
I honestly like geometry the most. I love
algebra. Algebra's great. I like math.
Algebra's great.
It was like 2x equals 8. What is x equal? You're like, this is so easy.
I'm freaked.
This is so easy.
You're freaking.
You're reading like Mark fucking Twain. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I'm reading literature, like literature from the past.
And some people like literature from the past, but some people like math.
But like, I hate to break it to you. I was going to pull up a calculator.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's math.
Oh, I know. So does Google. So does Spark
Notes. Google can't. No, actually. Like, Google, like, you can't spark note the essence of a book. You can't, you can find out the plot of the book, but there's a difference between the plot of a book and the interpretation of a book that you one only gets upon reading the book.
For sure.
Were there any other subjects? Social studies was a slay, I have to say.
Social studies was great.
That was because it was always like drama.
Yes.
You're not going to believe what Genghis Khan did.
I did love world history.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
U.S. history, let's just call it what it is. Propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we did not learn. I didn't learn anything that was accurate to U.S. history.
Although, like, there couldn't have been one more time that I learned about World War II. I'm just going to say it. Too much.
I don't know if I honestly, like, ever covered that. I think I blacked out. I think I blacked out a few years. You know what I mean?
I think every single year.
No.
At least 9th grade, 11th grade, and 12th. Even in U.S. history, you're covering World War II.
Yeah, of course.
In world history, you're covering World War II.
Yeah, they definitely didn't. You know what they didn't touch on? Like, Vietnam.
Because they were like, shh.
We can't tell you about that one. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. There was a lot of stuff they just conveniently left out.
Like, what are you saying?
I do also feel like the, like, civil rights movement chapters were a little bit short.
Yeah, they were sped up.
Yeah, like, we got through those really quick, and then suddenly it was like we were hearing a lot about Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
Almost too much. I mean, like,
I couldn't do
it. What was he, telephone?
Yes.
That man should be charged for his crimes.
Who made the fucking printing press? Johann, no.
Gutenberg?
Was that it?
I made that name up.
Johann Gutenberg is the inventor of the printing press.
It was kind of close, though.
I'm sure that's a person.
Thomas Edison, light bulb.
Not even true. Did you know that? That bitch, Thomas Edison, is a fucking liar.
No, who was it?
Someone else.
Someone else? Oh my god, fuck Thomas Edison.
On god, like, if I ever see Thomas Edison, it's on site. I'm gonna throw hands.
Tommy Ed.
Ted.
Ted.
TED Talks. Remember when your entire school curriculum became just watching TED Talks?
It was like, okay guys, so for homework, you're gonna watch a 10-minute TED Talk, and then you're gonna write a paper on it. I'm like, can you teach me something? I'm like, so sorry, like, I do think that this woman is incredible, but like, what?
Remember your TED Talk?
Why would you bring that up?
Because it's available on YouTube for everyone to stream.
Let's say, for example, a student is a finance major and they have this major finance test coming up. They set a self-set goal with the goal-setting theory of, let's say, getting a 95. So this student puts in a lot of effort, very persistent. They watch videos online. They do extra problems. If they don't know the information, they go to the textbook. Now, the student thinks that they're well prepared for the exam, so they go into the exam, they take the test, they get the test back, and they didn't receive the grade that they wanted, that goal that they wanted. The student is not upset, but they're content with the grade because they know that they put in the time and effort to try to get that grade.
I got an 84, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I one time, this is in college, but I got a really low grade on my presentation for public speaking because it was on how to take the best Instagram. But I was like, this is what Kim does, this is what Taylor does, and this is what Beyonce does. And these are like your three leading ladies in this business. And here is how you can emulate one of them to like best effectively use your Instagram to grow a following.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
In retrospect, huge slay. In the moment,
yes,
it certainly was not supposed... I was supposed to do research.
Yep.
And instead, I was like, don't use filters.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to talk about, like, the scoring system?
We talk about the scoring system...
nonstop.
Pretty often. We were both talking and not thinking and not retaining and just
yeah, speaking. It's getting scary.
Although, I do feel like this has been good so far.
Oh, yeah. The banter is fantastic.
School lunches. You had beef with Michelle Obama, and we know it.
Per so heavy?
Best case scenario, school lunch.
I mean, you know me, it was Chicken Patty Thursday.
That's so crazy.
I loved it. Like, yeah. I really lived for Chicken Patty Thursday. It would either be the regular or the spicy, and you would get fries on the side.
Is it like a, like, it's like a, we're getting like a typical chicken patty?
Yeah. And okay. Like, honestly, I'll say sometimes gray.
Oh, of course.
Meat was gray.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's totally fine. And I wouldn't blame them for any of it.
Right.
Because, like, what are you going to do? It's $1.25.
And we're in America.
I fucking miss when lunch was $1.25. Remember when they raised it?
To, like, $1.75?
$1.75. And then I think that you grew out because then you went to Catholic school.
And it was, like,
$4.25. And then it was, like $2.50.
$2.50 for your entire lunch is kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Why do I feel like I was paying 25 cents for gas? I mean, you were going to Catholic school and you were buying a chicken parmesan sandwich. And I feel like it was $7.95.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. But it was delicious. It was gourmet, but it was a little bit, yeah, for sure, like spending a lot of money on lunch. For me, with a school lunch, like taking it back to elementary, middle school, taking it back to...
Dipsy Doodles.
You were always talking about Dipsy Doodles. Remember the pizza pockets?
Yeah, how can I forget the pizza pockets?
Girthy, about a foot long.
And will always burn your tongue.
But they were the best possible thing you could possibly get in elementary school. Oh my God.
Oh my God, what?
Do you remember when they would have, like, not the Scholastic Book Fair, which at some point we will cover in great detail, but when they would have, holy fucking shit, like, just, like, books out? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They'd be giving away free books. And then they'd line them up on the risers in on the avenue. Like, you'd walk into the cafeteria, and there was, like, a bunch of, like, I don't know who must have donated books or they were getting rid of books. And there was a bunch lined up. And it was like, every table got to go up at one at a time and like look through the books.
Oh,
and
I actually do remember this.
And that was for me.
That was like your Christmas.
Legitimately my dream come true. Like, and I remember getting a Harry Potter postcard set. And I recently found the Harry Potter postcard set.
No.
And I was writing out postcards from Harry, Ron, and Hermione to me, being like, wish you were here.
Like?
Dear Joe.
Like last week?
No, this, like, I found the postcards that I wrote in elementary school.
Oh my God, I see. What I interpreted that as was you just found the postcards and then you recently wrote them out.
No, I wish that was the case.
Okay.
No, I, like, did. This was, like,
that's sweet.
It is kind of sweet.
Cam Scholastic Jansen?
Book Fair is really it. Like, yeah. Were you also thriving? Were you slaying? Were you living?
I mean, like, I did love a children's book when I was a child.
You weren't, like, freaking out about Scholastic Book Fair Day?
Mm-mm.
This might be the end of the podcast.
I agree, because what I think we're realizing is, like...
We're really different.
We're very different.
Really left brain, right brain.
Yeah.
One brain.
And that's why it works.
Yeah. Like, it's a subject that does not need to be spoken about because everyone talks about it. But the day of the Scholastic Book Fair was truly, for me, like, the most important day of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I would go in, I'd buy Ripley's Believe It or Not, I'd buy...
The Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Those were the shit, especially even in the library.
Yeah, that's all I would read. I'd be like, that's the biggest book I've ever seen. First day of school, we're back.
I'm sorry, don't give me a syllabus in high school. I don't want to find out. Don't tell me what we're going to learn.
No, it's always surprise the thickest me every day. Packet, and you're like...
I'm like, no, I don't
I'm
want...
I'm immediately flipping to... I'm like, okay, what's due in 3 weeks?
I'm like, what's due over Christmas break?
How many exams do we have?
Yeah.
Because that would determine my stress levels. If there was only a midterm and a final...
Oh my God.
You might as well punch me in the face. Because I'm like, the midterm's going to be 35% of the grade?
We have such different outlooks. I'd be like, I don't have to pay attention at all in this class because I only have to take 2 tests.
Mm-mm. I would say, this sucks. Like, why? Like, what am I going to do here? I'm going to have to learn so much information for this exam. I wish there was 10 exams so they were 5%. So you can get like a 60.
I feel really bad for you.
Yeah.
I really, really, really do. I feel bad that like at that time, like I was not a better friend to like help you through what was clearly like some of the most debilitating anxiety a person has ever had.
I agree.
Like someone should have slapped it out of you.
And like, that's what's so interesting to me. It's because like no one really said anything.
I think everyone that you was were always really, like you were definitely expressing it, but you had a way, even with like everything that's bad that's ever happened to you, you had a way of making it not seem that bad.
Yeah.
You're hyperbolic about everything except bad things.
Yeah. With testing or anything in general, like I'm shocked I did as well as I did, because like I would put so much pressure on myself that like sometimes I would like actually black out.
Yeah.
And I would be like the flashcards like 2 seconds before the exam started.
Yeah.
For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
To be here, which I'm so thankful for.
I know. We didn't need any schooling.
But I didn't really need to know. I mean, I probably should have paid attention to the word of my vocabulary.
Me being a library intern in fifth grade, that was sweet.
Was that with Miss Palladino?
It was with Miss Palladino, for sure. And I would go every morning before school started, like or like first period. And I would organize the books, Dewey Decimal, and I would check kids out in the library. And I'd say, like, here's your book. And I would sit behind that desk, and I was like, this is my future. I'm going to be a librarian.
I feel like I visited you there.
I'm sure you did. I was and working I was every like, morning. That was
Joe
my first job.
Joe is a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, counter. You won a series of unfortunate events? It's actually taken out right now, but it'll come back, like, soon. Like,
did you ever get swept?
Fuck that shit. I'm going to take a stand right now.
Yeah, let's say it.
Fuck middle school. Sweeping, they don't do it anymore.
They don't sweep. So yeah, of course not, because it's traumatizing.
Sweeping is the stupidest fucking shit. I don't know if this was going on globally, across the country, whatever. If you're late to class in middle school, you got swept, which means you got taken by a teacher to an office to write an explanation as to why you're late to class, to then be sent home to your family, and then you would go to class. So you were about 15 to 20 minutes late to the class that you were 1 minute late for. And, again, and Mr. Murdoch, I am going to say your name. I walked into class a minute late. He made me go to the office.
Yeah, that was Mr.
That's actually some of the most annoying shit. Like, you want me to actively... We were good children.
Yeah, we were good children. Like, we were being, like, yelled at. We were being made out to seem like we are the worst degenerate students. The sweeping program was, like, I'll never forget it. I was walking to lunch chorus, which, again, it's lunch.
Lunch chorus.
It's also my lunch. So, like... It's okay if I was in the hallway. I'll say it. There was somebody who... They took their job way too seriously. I'm just gonna...
The sweepers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They jumped out. Actually jumped out.
No.
I swear to God. There was three of us. They jumped out from the hallway. Said, nope. You're being swept. The door was literally right there. I was like, it's literally right there. And
Andrew,
what was the point
of
sweeping?
I was in the classroom. I was in his class.
No.
And he made me walk out of the class.
No.
I was in the classroom.
No. What are they trying?
That was tech. What were they trying to teach us?
What were they trying to teach us? Because clearly what they didn't care about was us learning anything, because they want us to miss the class.
Yes.
And sometimes with teachers like that, like, again, I'm going to say his name. Mr. Vazana would do it all the time. Someone would come in. He'd be like, Tylene, where is your pass? Leave.
No, it's
And then
so
he
annoying.
Would yell at me all the time. Literally all the time. And yeah, I was an annoying student, but I also was like a good student.
Yeah.
Like I was definitely cared a lot.
And displayed signs of psychosis.
Yeah, of course. And like, you can't bully me.
No.
But I'll never forget. I told my mom at parent-teacher conferences. I said, Mom, Mr. Vazana doesn't like me. And she goes in.
No.
To the conversation saying, I do just want to let you know, my son believes that you do not like him.
And
he just feels
like
he's being he just feels like he's being picked on, because I was
right.
He the next day he was like, Andrew, I need to talk to you after class in front of the whole class. So I'm like, okay. I say after class, he goes, how dare you tell your mother that I don't like you?
Wait, no,
he literally said to my face, how dare you? In the nastiest tone ever. To obviously, I'm an emotional person at
that
time. I'm sobbing. I'm crying.
Wait, that's crazy. How dare you tell your mother something? Yeah, that's like fucked up shit. Like, you're gonna tell your mother everything.
Obviously. Yeah. And then I obviously went home and I told my mom that he said that. What and was she round two? Obviously called the principal.
Yeah.
And then he just never said anything to me for basically the rest of the year. And I kind of liked it that way. And it's crazy when you have a teacher that's mean, as opposed to having a teacher who, like, actually really, really cares about you and is just so overwhelmingly nice.
A good teacher makes the biggest difference in the entire world. A good teacher can genuinely save a life.
Because you don't forget the bad teachers.
Yeah.
But you know what they did bad to you, but you will never forget the good teachers.
Yeah.
I had the craziest day of my life that one day. So
this is the same...
No, this is a completely different day that the science conversation. So foods. I go
First
into
of all, you had a class called foods.
I had a class called foods, but in eighth grade, I'll never forget. I didn't do the mise en place correctly, which is putting out all of the ingredients. I mixed the whole wheat flour and the regular flour together, which was going to be the next step. And I knew what I was doing. And I mixed it together. And she said, everybody here gets a zero. Throw it out. Throw everything out. And I said, don't you think that's kind of a waste of food? And she said, sit down. So I sat down for the rest of the class. Obviously, in that moment, I wasn't going to cry. I was like, this, is she kidding? So I had a little whatever, whatever. I tell John Paul, I'm like, John Paul, I can't believe that she made me throw it out. What a waste of food. John Paul tells her, I'm walking. She goes, I heard you're talking about me to other students. I'm like, are we fighting? Like, what's going on here? Like, why were teachers were trying to fight me? And then my Spanish teacher found my notebook. I was talking about it in my health class, and I was like, she doesn't even read my assignment. She just gives me a 100. She walks into my art class.
Who is this now?
I said, when I was in my health class, I was talking to somebody saying...
About the foods assignment?
About Spanish. No, this is the same day.
You have to be more coherent. I'm sorry. So this is the second fight we're about to have?
Yes, in the same day. In the same day.
With your Spanish teacher.
Yes, okay. About two periods later.
Okay.
I'm in my health class and I'm talking to somebody saying, like, my Spanish teacher doesn't even read my journal. She just gives me 100. Right? My health teacher hears that. She tells my Spanish teacher... I'm now sitting in my art class. My Spanish teacher comes storming in front of everybody. She says, give me your journal right now. Right now. Flipping through the journal. Reading it like this. She's come with me. Walks me around the entire floor as she's screaming at me. Never again will you talk about me like that. But I'm sobbing. Sobbing. No, like, I experienced trauma. In school. Eighth grade was horrible.
That's kind of sick and kind of crazy.
Are we talking about leaving smooth ball summer and entering fresh ball fall?
Yeah. My balls have never been fresher.
Yeah, no, I would say fresh and smooth.
I've gotten addicted to the lawnmower at this point.
That lawnmower, not 1.0, but
4.0. Yeah, with the LED light. If we had a blackout, we could use our lawnmower 4.0 as a flashlight.
Yeah, I think that honestly is what it's for.
Between the lawnmower.
The deodorant.
Yeah, the number one thing you bring up is that deodorant.
I know, because I it all over my.
You can't keep saying that. It's like against brand guidelines. Yeah, I think that it's like, especially this time of year, there's something like, I mean, you know me, I love a bush.
Yeah.
But I think this time of year, there's a great opportunity to, like, really use the adjustment on.
Yes.
So, like, the pubes just, like, aren't at braidable length. Oh, you know what I mean? Because sometimes I do reach that level.
That's nuts.
And, like, I'm not there right now. That's, like, thanks to Manscaped. Yeah. I really appreciate it. And that's why I think they have over 6 million customers worldwide who trust Manscaped.
And you can be one of those 6 million customers.
With this exclusive offer for you.
20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code GOODCHILDREN at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code GOODCHILDREN at manscaped.com. Are your balls feeling fresh?
Always.
How decadent.
Yeah, it is decadent. I would say today we're doing milk and cookies.
The COVID's hitting you hard at this point.
Yeah, no, like, it's honestly, like, guys, I am battling through COVID fog and actual body aches.
To get this done.
Pulsing body aches, but I'm doing this.
No, we're doing it, and it's so good.
It's whatever.
Okay.
So, we have double stuffed Oreos, and we have milk. Are you, when you're drinking milk and when you're having Oreos, when you were a kid, were you ever, were you dipping? Were you, some people like will put it in.
You know I was dunking. Oh my God.
You lost it?
I dunked it on purpose.
Oh, that's what dunking's, I guess there's dip and dunk.
I guess that's not a dunk as much as it is like a drop. That's going to get soft and soggy and then I'm going to suck it up.
I get it.
Milk's favorite cookie.
What a perfect end to a perfect day. You know what I mean?
You with COVID.
It's time for the girls' room.
Do either of you struggle with being indecisive? I struggle to figure out what I really want, that I find myself staying stuck. Mm. Have you ever experienced this?
Have I struggled with making a decision? Every day of my life.
I'm struggling to decide how to answer this.
I agree, because I do think that, while I am very indecisive, I do make decisions about what... Like, I put things into action.
If you want what you want, then you want it.
That's what I'm doing. But, like, little meaningless decisions, I struggle with. It's like, what are we watching tonight? I can't make a decision. Uh-huh. That clump glob of fucking Oreos.
Holy shit.
It crazy? Mm-hmm. I felt stuck with in my workplace being like, what do I want to do? Where am I going to go from here? But I kind of made that change. And that was by me taking action. But
what made you take that action?
Just a belief in something greater.
Oh my God, God. Yeah, I think that, again, you always knew what you wanted.
Yes.
And it's a matter of how much longer you're going to avoid this thing until you just face it head on. It's hard to do it, especially like financially and situationally. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not easy always, but I think that I've said it before, but understanding that every step you take, no matter what decision you make, it is going to lead you to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
There is no wrong decision except for voting for Justin Guarini. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
And like, whatever choice you happen to make in your life will ultimately either lead you in the right direction or promptly prove to you that you're moving in the wrong direction, teach you a lesson, and get you on your way to where you're supposed to be going. So you're never stuck unless you don't make a decision at all.
Yeah.
But you just should just go for one option and see what happens. What's the worst that happens? We're on this planet for such a short time. What's the worst that happens?
You fail? What do we talk about? Just keep going.
Just keep moving forward. The Incredibles?
Is that what it is?
No, Meet the Robinsons. That one never really hit me.
No, me either.
No one was hot.
That's what it is. The Incredibles, I remember.
Yeah, I remember
Mr. Incredible. Dad.
Yeah. Well,
I'm about on my last leg. So
yeah, you're about to go to sleep.
These are about my last few words.
So choose them wisely right now.
So with that being said, we've come to a close of this episode. And we appreciate you listening. You know where you can find us. On Instagram.
At GoodChildrenPod.
I'm on Instagram at Andrew, MusCarella.
I'm on Instagram at JoeHeggYes.
And Joe has 10K followers.
We're on TikTok at GoodChildrenPod.
I'm on TikTok at Andrew_Muskie.
I'm on TikTok at BeQuietJoe.
And you guys know what to do. You got to like,
comment, subscribe, share, spread the good word.
Hit that bell button.
Hit the bell button.
Review.
Pray for us.
Do your assignments. Keep your homework.
I don't want to go to school.
Yes,
it's true.
I don't know. No? That's all I know is like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. But that's about it for me.